This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Well, good evening and welcome to the Rainbow Report tonight on coalitions. First coalition I want to talk about is the Safe Schools Coalition. This popular and successful initiative to tackle homophobic bullying in Victorian schools has come under an extraordinary attack from the Australian Family Association, whose patrons include such beacons of sanity as Margaret Court. One of the other patrons is the Rabbi Shimon Cohen, son of the late Sir Zelman Cohen, who claims that the program is dishonest, corrupt, and unconstitutional to boot. Any kind of public rejection of this rubbish from Jewish community leaders has been extraordinarily difficult. Indeed, none were willing to appear on the programme tonight. I'll have that story for you in detail. Then I want to look at the coalitions in Parliament, chiefly the one we don't have. I mean, we know the Liberals and Nationals have a formal coalition, whereas Labour, the Greens and the Independents have a sort of de facto arrangement, which is quite appropriate for a government headed by Julia Gillard, really. This de facto arrangement produces some fairly odd contortions in Parliament, I mean, not at the Lodge. Yesterday, we had a Green and a Pink marriage bill, not to mention a little add-on from Andrew Wilkie. We'll be asking Labour member Stephen Jones and Greens member Adam Bandt, wouldn't it make more sense for you to make a temporary coalition and marry your bills together? And finally, after a long delay, the Also Foundation is about to hold its AGM. Long delayed, as I say, from November 30th, in fact, and it's coming up at the end of February. Also could be described, I suppose, as a coalition or perhaps a chimera, a curious fusion of disparate groups all trying to jostle under one not very secure umbrella of late. Has it now found a way forward in its new streamlined mode, or will this be the graceful exit that's appeared to beckon for so long? Treasurer Wayne Ellis Elliott puts us in the picture. And joining me also in the studio is Brett Hayhoe, the president of Pride March Victoria, who's going to give me a hand with the interviewing and lend his velvet voice to the occasion. Welcome back, Brett.
Thank you, Doug.
Well, it's always a pleasure to have you here. Now, last year it seemed that the Also Foundation, having run through pretty much all the funds it used to have, was certain to disappear. And when its November 30th annual general meeting failed to happen, many thought, uh-oh, this is the end. But that much postponed meeting is now going to be held on February 28th. It's 3 months behind schedule. Joining us in the studio to help us understand why is Wayne Ellis Elliott. Thank you for joining us tonight, Wayne.
Thank you, Doug.
I don't envy you your job.
No.
First of all, let's tackle the question of this delay. 3 months is a long delay from when you should have had your AGM. What's the hold-up?
Yeah, thanks for that. Look, the hold-up was what's actually happened, and also, which a lot of people probably don't know, there has been a complete change of board since the SGM. Basically, there was a mass resignation of all the directors of the also in both care and foundation. So basically there's been a new set of directors come on board, and you know, it's like any business or any organization, you know, you've got to start from scratch, and you've got people that walk in there and put their hand up to be directors, and we've got to learn to go through the books and find out what's actually been going on. So
I think a lot of people want the answer to that particular question, because there were all kinds of rumours and stories and problems appearing all last year. A series of special general meetings, accusations of tomb robbing into funds that were not the foundation or cares to use for what they were being used for, accusations that money had gone out the door and not being properly accounted for, and so on and so forth. Have you managed to get to the bottom of any of all that?
To be honest with you, we're still in that process. You know, we're still looking at the books and we're still trying to find out you know, what's happened with the money and where it's going and all that sort of thing. So, you know, we're still going through a process of, you know, moving forward, but also looking at what's happened in history in the past and trying to get some answers for the members, because, you know, this board of directors, we want to be transparent and honest with our members, because this is it is a members' organisation. We're there to represent the members, and this is what we're trying to get to the bottom of, and that's one of the reasons why there was a delay in the AGM, you know.
Yeah, because you've I think it's fair to say that the Also Foundation lost the confidence of an awful lot of people. Yes. And you're not going to rebuild that confidence without being completely transparent.
Exactly, that's right. And it does take time. Look, I'll be honest with you. In the SGM, I was one of the members that actually voted against the resolution for the money to be transferred. And, you know, a lot of people said to me, you know, why did you do that? And here I am as a director on the board because, you know, I want to save the organisation or try and get it to a point where, you know, can move forward and move on to what has actually happened. So
have you got a full board now?
No, we don't. We don't. And this is the thing, you know, and, you know, we have had communications out there for the community and for people to come and join also Foundation as directors. And look, to be honest with you, nobody's coming forward. And that's a bit of a disappointment because, you know, at the SGM, you know, we had a lot of members there. And look, I'll be honest with you, they were jumping up and down, screaming and, you know, wanting to put their two bobs worth in. And now, you know, they've got the opportunity to actually be on the board and have a say and work out what's going on. And that's why I've, you know, put my hand up to be on the board because I was one
of
those people.
I have to say the Also Foundation is not Robinson Crusoe when it comes to that. There are many community organisations where people are very free at criticising.
Exactly.
But when you then say, okay, we'll get off your bum and actually serve on the board and have a real decision-making role in this organisation, nobody wants to do it. So
exactly.
It's a very, very interesting situation to get to.
We've all been around that one.
Absolutely.
We've all been around that one. I mean, I've done my stint on the Chill Out Board, for example, and it's, trying to get people to serve on these boards is like pulling teeth.
That's right. And we've only got 6 directors and, you know,
and no money to pay a staff anymore.
Sorry?
And no money to pay a staff anymore.
No, we've cut back the staff, you know, we've got majority of them are now volunteers and, you know, and look, to be honest with you, there is likelihood of being more, you know, cuts in the staff and everything like that sort of thing. So these are the things that we're trying to do to try and make
it work. So you're focused on trying to keep the organisation alive.
That's right.
You're not yet ready to go. We've done our best. Shouldn't we just fold up our tents and go away?
Well, look, to be honest with you, we need to put that to the members. Members need to make that decision of what they want to do. We can put the options, which we will do at the AGM, is put options up to them as to, you know, when the AGM comes, we'll actually give them and say, this is the situation, okay, these are our options, okay, what do you want to do as members?
Mm.
The board's not going to make that decision. We want the members to be more involved.
Right. Now, Jeff Richards, as you know, we spoke off air about Jeff. He was interviewed by Dean Beck the other day. He had a number of questions to raise about the past situation that's happened. Are you going to be able to account, do you think, for what's happened to all the money over the last couple of years?
To be honest with you, for us to do that, it'll take months of investigation. Look, I'm a finance manager by trade and, you know, a lot of accounting practices haven't been followed through and, you know, obviously, you know, things just were being left aside and, you know, there was no proper procedures put in place. So
you can't really say, at this point in time anyway, you can't really even say whether the organisation is actually solvent or not.
Look, it is actually, I can be honest with you, it is actually solvent. It is, we've got the money there to pay our current liabilities, which is what is required to be solvent.
Right.
Moving forward, it could be a case where we may have to call in administrators, but again, that is a discussion at the AGM.
And will you be able to say beyond any shadow of a doubt that the Also Foundation is a foundation that the community of Victoria should support?
I do.
Right.
I do. I put my heart on it. Look, you know, I look at the foundation as, you know, a supporting organisation for the community. Maybe it needs to take a change of direction of where it wants to go in the future.
And this is still all up for grabs, as you say, because this is things the members are going to have to decide at the upcoming AGM.
That's right.
Given that you're saying it's going to take you some time yet to get to the bottom of all the financial shenanigans that have gone on in the past, if I may use that word.
Yes.
How much confidence can the membership have that you're going to have things under control going forward? I mean, are you developing new policies and procedures to make sure this doesn't happen again? And are they going to be put to the membership?
Yes, there will be. Look, there's policies, you know, put in place in reference to payments and income and revenue and expenses. And it's about following through in respect on how the money is spent. To be honest with you, at the moment, we're only concentrating on the current projects that are on the books at the moment, which is the Take Care Out There project, the RAP project, which is the With Respect Awareness Program, and also the Also Directory. Moving forward on to new projects, well, that will be decided if the foundation moves forward.
So is the current board a board of management or a board of governance?
It's probably more of board of management.
Sounds like a board of everything, because you haven't got very many other people.
Exactly,
and
that's
will
right.
You continue in that way as a board of management?
Well, look, to be honest with you, we don't want to do that. You know, one of the things that you know we will bring up is in the sense of apparently a few years ago there was a change in the constitution in reference to Also Care that 6 directors of Also Foundation can sit on the committee. And when there's a committee of 12, you know, you've got a 50-50 split. So,
yes.
And previously it was 3. And, you know, one of our things that we would like to do is to get that back down to 3 and really have the two organisations as separate organisations but working together.
Mm-hmm. I have to say in regard to Joy, for example, one of the great things that Stephen Hahn did was to move the board at Joy from a board of management to a board of governance.
Yeah, that's
and
right.
And it really, I mean, look, if you've got the financial ability to do that, I think it's a great way to go with the board.
Yeah, that's right.
Okay, well, we're going to have to move along, but please stay with us.
Sure.
And no doubt there will be messages coming in and so on and so forth. The next thing is to say, I want to take a look at the statements that have come out from Rabbi Shimon Cohen and the Executive Council of Australian Jury's response to that.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.